All right, y'all. I'm going to start this shit with a question. A man steals $10,000 from his girlfriend to make a parlay, right? This nigga hit on that bitch like a motherfucker and won 100 M's, right? Mm. What he supposed to do?
Give back the original money that he took.
I'll give her 10 bands back.
I mean, it's yeah.
Girl. She don't even know that I took it.
I mean, if it's his girl, they gonna share that shit.
Man, like, I'm not gonna give her nothing. Like whatever you want, we can go with each other.
You stole it though. You was being sneaky though.
I'm gonna give her 10 M's, man. She gonna
give you 20.
She deserves 10.
Hey, look, my bad. I fucked up.
I don't care. I just gave her 10. I don't care if she don't fuck with me after this. I don't care. I'm out here.
I'm gonna give her 10 bands back.
He said no. I'm sorry.
Is y'all still together?
If he gonna keep it being rich,
it depends. Listen,
why it depends?
Because I'm trying to tell you how it depends, though. Like if she don't know that I took the 10 bands.
No, she don't know.
Oh, she
what?
Never found out.
No, he's still there.
I'm
putting 10 bands back.
I don't think. No, that wasn't in
the. No. This is what I'm going to do. Listen to what I'm going to do, though. No. I'm going to put her 10 bands back.
Play both.
I'm going to put her 10 bands back. I'm going to call her and be like, hey, girl, come home from work. Quit that bitch. We going out.
Okay. Okay.
And then you could just say, I hit the 20 million.
Yeah. I mean, you could sell her back in person.
And then just each year be like, hey, we did this year. We got, here go extra.
What, but Don, you not gonna say nothing at all?
I ain't giving no. Oh, wait, listen.
Listen, you getting the most real nigga shit from me. I'm sitting on the couch. Probably with only one lamp on or nothing, right? She gonna turn on the light, right? I'm gonna be sitting there like this. I'm gonna say, baby, things have changed. I'm gonna have a stack on the table. I'm gonna say, baby, things have changed now.
One lamp.
I'm just in the house now.
Like this, thinking like.
Oh my god.
I'm like, what would you do if a nigga can make everything happen? And if she don't say the right sentence, and I go, she out of here.
She out of here.
Next thing I'm out, next thing I'm on, is I'm either getting a new bitch who has all the qualities I want, or I'm going to build a bitch. And she's gotta accept the BBL.
I gotta go.
The lift.
Where is build a bitch? Like,
the hospital.
The hospital.
The hospital, Dr. Miami. I'm taking her directly to Dr. Miami.
Wait, why? Like, why you need a...
No, he said, where do you go to get her to take her to the doctor?
Well, she probably was with me already. But there's some real nigga...
But that's her like, right there. Like,
but you know what I'm saying, though?
No, I'm talking shit.
So then, you know...
Okay, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's way funnier.
What's BBL?
Oh, resilient butt lift.
Fake booty.
But he's been known about this whole time. Fake booty?
Huh?
You just been known about fake booty this whole time?
No, I mean, I just didn't know it was called. Like, oh. I didn't know it was abbreviated. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
All right, talking about Ashley, what you doing? Like, you did it the other way. Like, you stole it from your boyfriend. What you doing?
I'm doing the same thing.
You giving him money?
I'm giving him his money back.
You gonna give him his money, Jesse?
I probably, just because of the way I am, I probably give him a little extra.
Like another 10?
Wow.
That shit dead.
Yeah.
Probably like 100K.
That's...
Oh, it's so like selfish.
That's my shit.
That shit dead.
Oh, man.
Even if they don't know
you took
100K, I got 100 million.
But even if they don't know you took the money, though?
Even if they
breaking you off a million,
though? If I'm already with you, that means I already fuck with you. So if I come with some money, you're going to get the money.
What if he been fucking up lately a little bit?
No, now he's fucking up that
shit. What if he been fucking up a little bit lately?
Now he's been like, no more. You gave him that meal.
But if he comes to your mom... What if he comes to you a month later and ask you for another 100?
I got 100 mil.
What if he comes to you a month later and ask you for another 100?
You're not gonna. If you've been fucking up, you're not gonna.
Okay, that's okay.
That's
what you've been doing 3 days.
How do you fucking know I got 100 mil?
If you been fucking up.
I got 100K for you and I got a little extra too.
If you been, like, for me, it's you.
I'm gonna give you 100K, you spend it, and we still about to split that 50-50.
I'm giving. I mean, if you not fucking up, like, you know what I'm saying, like, we good, like, you know what I'm saying, then, like, we just gonna have fun with the money, like, you know what I'm saying, like, And I'm replenishing your shit 10 times over. I'm going to give you 100K. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then we going to have fun. You going to get more.
I'm going to just be like.
But if you've been fucking up, like, you getting 100K still. And I don't think I'm ready to be in a relationship anymore.
Daniel.
What if you got kids, bro? And they yours.
This is it. Why did you just leave with that? Like, what if y'all got kids? What if you got kids?
Alright, this nigga made this hypothetical way different. Alright, hold on. Let me.
We got kids.
I mean, I'm gonna do the same.
You with me now? Yeah, we like that. Yeah, we got kids already.
But if you spoke, but y'all not in a relationship together,
so I don't care.
You took your word.
This is a moron and twisted shit.
We gonna make it work.
We gonna
make it work.
If y'all not in a relationship.
All right,
you still have kids, though. And, I mean, if it was me, I'm definitely gonna, I'm gonna give it back. I'm gonna let him be known, like, because guilty, I'm guilty. Like, I took that shit. Here's your money back. By the way, we got this.
Okay.
But see, then what if you get, he gets some money and then he leave you?
Oh, he's not getting the money.
She still has $100 million.
I'm saying.
What a nigga do? Like,
go get you some money then, nigga.
All right, so look, like I just said.
I give a fuck.
I'm going to give her 10 M's, let her know I took 10,000, I hit for 20 M's. You got 10. I stole the 10 from you. I'll give you 10 million.
Exactly.
What you No. You want to lie? If you tell the truth, you do not know what's going to happen. If you lie, you did not give them the choice to even decide on what the hell is going to go on.
Thank you.
That's what everybody
fucking love that shit. Thank you. Thank you. I
told
you,
hey, bitch, I told you the truth. I took 10,000, I hit for 20 million. You got your 10 million, I got mine. You gonna stay with me or you gone?
That's part of the truth.
Right.
But all
right,
that's fair.
She's gonna be like, I'm gonna stay.
You just got
baby, you made it happen.
I'm gonna
look at them different, like that you stole from me.
I'm not gonna say it's stealing, but hey, I borrowed this money.
I invested.
You didn't know about it. At the time.
That's why you gotta give her the speech. You were the nigga who can make anything happen. At any given moment, I can do anything crazy.
You know what I do, what I do, right?
You know what I do, what I do, right?
You know what I do, what I do, right?
Go check your bank account. Anything look different? Okay, but also look at my bank account. 10 fucking, 100 million.
Anything look different looks the same, right? Okay, good, we good.
Right. Hey, man, remember you to be like, remember that one time we thought we was gonna get rich? Remember that one time, we thought we were gonna make shit happen? Look what I did.
You gotta
start off
with
you.
Ain't
no stealing money.
This is us.
Right.
I got you gotta let her spaz on you for the first 20. Look, she's gonna be like, you stole 10K from me, oh my god. And then you walk out, come back with a book bag, like, fucking
fan. To get a female to shut up is to do everything that she wants you to do with or without the money that you got.
Let me get this shit started, y'all. Let me get this shit started. Hey, this some new shit I've been vibing to. I don't know how to say her name, like Raishi? Raishi? R-A-I-C-H-E? Sounds like somebody who's called Fool. I mean,
you said, what is it again?
Art, like Raishi, bro. Chasing other women, I stood next to you. This shit. And I'm still wishing the best for you.
I can only read this when my mom do it. Cause you mean a woman was coming if I didn't.
Look, it's not even a podcast, it's a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy Jay Oates, aka number 3 in the city, Chance Who, number 1 in the urban space. Also known as Young Situations Will Arise. AKA DJ came to bring the vibes, nigga.
Yo,
I'm in this motherfucking chilling with the homie DJ the Chef. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need something to eat, I don't know why you ain't hollered the DJ yet. This nigga be out here doing everything. Nigga, honestly, everything. Like, in the state, out the state, here come to you. Nigga, I mean, just make some shit happen if you need it to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in here with Donnie Don, the Don Dada, non other, my brother. I just do that shit on the end, you know what I'm saying?
Nice, I respect it. Yeah. I respect it.
I got Gladys, never the saddest. No Pips.
What's up, guys?
You still in this bitch. I got Ashley in here with me. Still the birthday girl.
Yes.
Still the birthday girl. We got Real.
What's happening?
And last but not least, we got the homie Maul, fresh off the bouncy ball. Pause.
That's funny.
Wow. What do
you do? Yeah, that's fucked up. You didn't get offended when he said it out loud, but you got offended when I got it, when I said it out loud.
Hey.
He's like, nah. You,
you said it differently than I
said. You said it differently.
I said it with a little enthusiasm.
Oh, you thought it was you on that ball bouncing.
I'm over there chilling. She's like, I'll bounce on that a little bit. I don't even do that.
Now I'm offended.
Hey, bro, I got a question for y'all. Always got a question.
Gotta answer.
Alright, look. If a dude is walking down the street with his chick, right? Well, I seen a quote. This lady said, like, you know what I'm saying? If a dude walking down the street with his chick, and it's a group full of men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one or multiple of these niggas grab her ass.
Oh, that's dead.
Oh,
and now one or multiple of these niggas grab her ass. She said, like, he's supposed to tell her, like, nah, keep walking and keep it pushing. And that's going, that's protecting her. That's keep making sure that everybody's safe. What y'all think?
I can see that in the man that's... don't want to get beat up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna stand on business. One man army versus 50.
Right.
I'm gonna stand on business.
She said she don't want to lose her husband and she her dude, like, you know what I'm saying, and she don't want him to lose her.
My dude's grabbing her ass.
Yeah, I might shoot the first two in the foot.
No. She said he supposed to tell her keep moving, and that's how we don't lose each other.
I would just say, like, hey, relax, bro. Like, I think just something. Like, no, I would say something.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say shit. I'm not gonna say nothing to you.
Hmm?
I'm not gonna say shit to you.
Like, what you gonna do?
Put his ass in a fucking dryer, nigga.
I'm gonna put my hands on.
He wasn't making a dryer.
He's just acting.
What? You really?
I don't give a fuck if
but it's 50 dudes. You're going straight up to violence, though.
Listen,
is it 50 guys?
Like, why the fuck are these dudes doing that shit, for real?
That's what I'm saying. Something needs to be said.
How many dudes did?
But I'm going to let it escalate naturally, though. I'm not necessarily going to punch somebody. But I'm going to say something.
Yeah, I'm going to switch all my rings to one hand. I'm going to punch the first person I'm closest to.
It's
why not? I'm jumping in, for real.
I feel like he beat people up.
I'm trying to figure out how many dudes grab my girl last, though.
Right, that's what you said, like, five.
Is it five or 50?
It's
and 50, if you had time for 50 niggas to grab your ass, she for the streets.
She
sat there waiting.
It's not 50 men. It's just a group of men. Like, whatever y'all think. So, sure, five. It's five niggas.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say something.
So, no, fuck saying something. I'm beating everybody ass.
Right. Because
what? I don't give a fuck if one of y'all touch my girl ass.
I'm beating all y'all up.
Because ain't none of y'all had no respect to DCF. This could be somebody, mama, sister, XYZ.
And she you ready to lose in.
That fight, though?
I don't give a fuck about losing the fight because I'm working with her. I'm going to win that fight.
Yes. Nigga, you getting snuck.
Fuck you.
I ain't getting snuck. Hey, you don't know what I know, so I ain't losing this fight, this 5-on-1. I'm whooping all five of these niggas' asses. They're going to be mad as fuck.
Right.
Dude, this hood ass nigga, no ex.
My nigga, like, this is like the equalizer. He whooping shit.
He said it, nigga. I was trained since I was 14 years old, bro.
The streets and correctly.
All right, so you fighting five niggas. All right.
Yeah.
So what happened if these niggas got hands like you? So five niggas got hands
oh,
like
shit,
you.
Oh, shit. I'll die by my respect.
Now you lost your bitch, though.
Hey. Respect is way better than this bitch.
She got jumped. He ain't just getting beat up by one nigga.
So wait, she was leaving. The result was keep it pushing to keep your girl, or keep it pushing to keep your girl, fight and win and keep your girl, or fight and lose your girl?
No, y'all did it right.
Well,
honestly, if you get beat up by five dudes and she leave you, fuck her.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Fuck her.
Right.
She wasn't the
but
one.
I went out by my respect. They gonna respect me. They
she
gonna run a train on this hoe.
Said, ever since you got
ain't
that
nobody
black
gonna
eye,
love that bitch.
So
wait a minute.
Looking.
Ain't nobody gonna love that bitch.
I mean, listen. Maybe in our day, like, that's probably what niggas would say, but I tell you, the niggas that grab your girl ass in front of your face while you right there is never gonna respect you.
Yeah.
Especially if they just beat your ass after grabbing her ass. Like, nigga, I don't know what respect you thought you earned. You did not earn respect. Well, your niggas might respect you. They don't respect you, nor your bitches. Because they bitches now. You feel me? Cause like, that's a real smooth pickup line. You still with that nigga? You still with buddy?
Man, we just pounded that nigga. With buddy?
Pause. Wow.
No, but yeah, crazy. No. I feel like he. I mean, but when you think about it like this though, when you're fighting five people, right? In all actuality, you're only fighting three, cause two of those people don't really fight or can't really fight.
But what if all five of them can't fight?
And if you and when they see that you're gonna fight a person
none of these
by yourself, them people gonna be like, oh shit.
You know if your niggas on go mode. You know
no,
if you got fighting
people
friends.
People on go mode because of the next person standing next to him.
But also, if I'm with you guys. And I know Oates, Rel, and DJ fight, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna have to be like, all right. Well, I have to anticipate that perhaps I might also have to get an altercation as well. Shit, fuck it. I might also have to fight. Like, I mean, I'm not about to, cause niggas gonna be like, where was you at,
nigga? We almost got some shit.
Yeah.
I was looking for one of them chairs.
Yeah, that's lame as fuck. You gotta ride.
If all of us as a group is together.
Yeah, you gotta say it to
Tom. Brother, I know if y'all can fight or not, I'll get out there, bro.
I know, I'm
gonna get out there,
work,
bro.
No, it don't make sense to me. I don't wanna be friends with you. It's not gonna work anyway.
I've jumped in crowds of niggas, bro. Frontline 100 niggas, I'm jumping in the crowd.
And I throw these bitches too.
Look, we ain't gonna fight or whatever. I just gotta go home with the people I came out with. Like, you know
as long as I help you make it home to your family, we good. Right.
If we came out together, we gotta go home together. If we came out together and I know you and you my nigga and we all out, now we all out together, you gotta get to where you going home safe too. Like, that's just how, that's where I came from, because I remember my niggas didn't do that and them niggas got clowned a little bit.
Man, a lot of these niggas now without no guns,
I ain't no gun nigga.
I'm just saying now with no guns, a lot of niggas in the street, not niggas, a lot of so called men would not make it home because they can't fight. If you can't shoot a fucking gun, right, you can't fight.
Most of them got guns that don't use them. They're just scared. It's for sure.
Scared.
You can have guns and still.
We need.
My hands
has always got me home safely.
My hands, my feet, my brain. Yeah, whatever that happened. I've not been in that many crazy altercations, so I ain't gonna talk like that. I had to just fight so many niggas to get home, but I had to be safe.
Oh, no, bro.
Man, this nigga chase somebody right up for me.
We chasing niggas, bro. I'm gonna chase you, you niggas. If I catch a nigga lacking behind and he run out punching him on the way to get you,
I've been on that type of time. I seen a nigga grab my girl ass at a party in college. Like, nigga, I definitely, it was a chase down situation, caught the biggest in the parking lot, and there was a lot of, nigga, come here, let me get that nigga back.
There's been a lot of, come here.
No, not you. Move, nigga. Let me get that nigga. Like, nigga.
Or in some situations, like, look, bro. Y'all, I'm cool with him. Y'all got to shoot the ones. But any outsiders can get their ass kicked.
But yeah, okay. So, question. I got another question.
Keep talking.
How old is too old to get a shaking in the club?
To get a shaking
in the club.
To, like,
a fight?
All right. So it's a couple of things that took place. Like, we was outside with some people. Like, I ain't gonna say my names other than our names. Some shit almost took place. That shit was crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite podcasters, Joe Budden, just got in a fight in the club. So it just made me ask the question. He's 43. And that made me ask the question. How old is too old to get a shaking in the club? Like,
30.
Damn.
What?
36, 38.
Think about it. When you have
and kids, somebody swing on you so I can't swing on him back.
Listen.
When you have, I say when you got kids. When you got kids, you got something to think about. You have to think before you fucking act. Like, if you ain't got no kids, fuck it. Like, you on it.
Whether you're 30 or not. I'm just saying,
I think it has to do with kids. When you got kids, you need to think right. Like, do you want to get locked up because your kids are going to fucking miss you? Like,
basically, that's what
you're saying. I mean, but sometimes I would act the way I did to get home to my family. If I didn't act the way I did,
DJ's an Avenger.
I know.
I need that to be known.
I wouldn't have made it home.
DJ's an Avenger. So. DJ told me, like, if it's a, it's a, if it's a store shooter and I just try to get out, nigga, I'm low-key a sucker. Like, this nigga trying to kill that nigga, like.
If I'm by myself, because I always got my gun on me. Yeah. Like, I just let this man just gun these people. I mean, you know, gun these people. Stuff, you know.
Me and him together is dangerous.
I'm not Batman and he's Robin.
He taught, he trained.
That's like the Punisher. This we, they different Avengers.
These are the Punisher. I'm Luke Cage, and who is you?
Luke Cage.
Kane the Undertaker.
You're right.
Respect for the Luke Cage.
Right, right. These niggas is, yeah, these niggas is.
Nah, I give this shit. Nah, fuck that. I gotta, shit be, shit happens too much.
I mean, just there's happens. Only certain, there's only so much you can tolerate, know. Depending on, like, what the fuck it is. You're not gonna think about it. You're gonna be like, nah, fuck that shit.
I don't know how too old to get shit, because you remember them niggas that was
fighting. That's 32 old, I didn't stop fucking going the fuck out.
You remember how, like, them niggas was getting it shaking outside that riverboat down in the south with the chair and
shit? They deserved that.
They was all over 40.
All over 40.
And they was acting
and they still got it popping in the water.
Right. So like, old boy swam. They paid for his college tuition. A 17-year-old that swam across the
water. For real?
And he got so much money.
Go, you're right.
He paid for his college tuition.
But the co-captain of that ship, the black co-captain, he got charged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He going to jail, low key.
Is he? I don't know. I didn't. I know he got charged.
He just got charged.
He's looking at some time. That's bullshit, though.
I don't think he need to go to jail. Like I said, I don't think that nobody need to go to jail that didn't, like...
Do nothing serious?
Yeah, like...
It's a fight, you know? That's it.
You stole somebody's identity.
I don't give a fuck.
You stole somebody's identity. I don't care if you... I mean, I'm saying, like, you need punishment, but I'm not saying go to jail.
What punishment, then? You can still...
If I stole your identity and do some fried shit,
they come get you.
You gotta pay my child support, nigga.
You steal my identity.
This nigga said you gotta pay my child. You became me.
Child support. I don't even know why you wanted to take this responsibility on right now. Like,
I don't know why you want this type of stress on him.
I make Mr.
But here you go.
I say Chance Who all the time, but I'm just saying it's real. It's real shit going. What Mike Epps say? Niggas, life is wrong, nigga. We live life wrong, nigga. I don't know. I just lost my train of thought on that. Being silly, for real.
Take somebody's identity, you gotta pay for that shit.
I think that you should, yeah, sure, have to pay the shit back.
Maybe you have
house arrest. House arrest to me is like real house arrest. Not like the house arrest where I see everybody out in the grocery store with they
ankle braces or something.
Yeah, like nigga, you supposed to be at home, my thought.
Nigga, you confined in this house. Ain't no movement.
Yeah, you gotta like.
If you pass the threshold,
yeah, you gotta,
it's gonna beep.
DoorDash the deliveries, your groceries.
They can't even look outside the window.
You need somebody to go do something for you.
Yeah.
Or maybe the state can DoorDash the deliveries.
The only place you can go is to the bathroom or to your bedroom. You have to come cook, to come vacuum.
Oh, that's nuts.
A government grounding?
Yeah.
You see, that'll be.
With the police officer sitting on your steps.
That's what I think the police should be for, type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up, though.
Them, and then I think it should be like, oh, yeah, because I ain't never answered the question on the last one. Would I change? I would change something like either about the policing. I would change the, like, yeah, like, I think that more mental health officers should show up for situations. Because, like, a domestic dispute, I don't think the police should show up. I think you need somebody trained to handle, like, people in a crisis situation and not people that's trained to defend. Or you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's different shit. Like, nigga, yeah, sure, shoot out, sending niggas with straps. Somebody call in the middle of the night because their neighbor going crazy because they on drugs and shit. I don't think you need the police for that. You need somebody that's more trained and can help that motherfucker calm. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, that's just, I just think that you need different type of shit. Like, we don't respond to each other the right way. Either that or, like, I make all drugs legal.
The drugs been legal. The government been bringing it in.
I just
all
feel
drugs?
Like...
All?
all the drugs that's in America.
My thing is,
the government
like,
bringing
if,
it
down. If you, because
you got a lot of kids, they're gonna lose their parents, though. Like,
because if you go,
a lot of kids already lost their parents.
I know, but if, the amount is gonna, it's gonna shoot through the roof. Like, you already have neglected
and,
kids. Can
and
you
that's
imagine
fine.
The amount?
No, that's no. I'm here with you, and that's fine. It's sad, and that'd be terrible. But say, like, you lose the generation of kids, parents that really wanted to do drugs. The people that really want to do drugs is going to do drugs. Like, so, like, for me, it's just, it, like, once again, to the police, it makes no sense that you, like, taxpayer dollars is going to find people that's going, like, it's a, you can never stop drugs, you can never stop terrorism, you can never stop racism. There's certain things that live in people's brains. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they want to do it, they're going to do it. You can't stop that shit. Like, so, like, paint, like, we pay people to try to go stop people from doing what they want to do already. So, the kids lose a generation of their parents. Mm. So, these kids, like, they're going to end up being in the system or whatever, but they is going to grow to be adults. You think they're going to do drugs?
Yes. It's very likely.
Okay. Maybe
it's
they will.
Likely.
Maybe I think maybe they will. I think maybe they won't. And I think the strong will survive. And I think the people that decide to do drugs will end up dying off because they want to do the drugs and do it to death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to do what they want to do to death. So, like,
that's like very light.
There's certain laws people are hesitant to act on.
But, like, I just don't think that we need to be paying people to try to stop people from doing what they're going to do already. And then once the police catch them, they go to where? Prison. I told you I don't believe in jail, but who pay for jail? We do. So we paying for the people to go catch people to make them live somewhere else. So now we got to pay for somebody's life that already wanted to throw their life away.
Sure.
Well, I think
my nigga, I just don't understand that shit. That shit is a weird system.
Why I got to pay for this nigga?
You understand what I'm saying?
He ain't even put in the work I put in. Why I got to pay for this nigga?
Like, I just feel like, look, I pay for my kids and me and, like, if I, like or love somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? I pay for my, you know? But why I gotta pay for? That just don't make sense to me.
Somebody else's expenses,
yeah. That don't make sense to me, y'all. So that's my thing on that.
What you just said, it don't make sense.
That's if I'm gonna pay for somebody, either I pay for myself or my kids or who I'm dating,
our people or whoever the fuck. I could do charity. I could do whatever the fuck I want to do. Like, sure, pay taxes, but I think they should go to something better than motherfuckers going to try to stop people from doing shit they already want
to
do.
And that's they're going to continue, like, to do.
I mean, how else are they going to be penalized, though? Like,
who? Why am I
meaning
penalizing?
Locked up.
Why am I penalizing people for drugs?
Because it's not going to come out their pocket. It has to come out with what everybody else is agreeing on.
Wait, who are we talking about? What are we talking about?
We're talking about prisons. We're talking about prisons.
Yeah, I don't believe in prisons.
Yeah, I don't want, like, I clearly don't want to pay taxes so that I can just shelter a motherfucker that just doesn't deserve any kind of shelter. But
I think they should
how else are they going
to
be kept?
Oh, I think they should go into different to a different
people.
System. I think that they should be forced into therapy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, put niggas up in, like, a different prison, but, like, yeah, like some sort of, like, a mental institution, and, like, force the niggas into therapy and life coaching and rehabilitation plans, and, like, your probation should be like, yo, you done sat with a therapist and a life coach, and if you go out into the world and you do your probation checkups and you're not actually following your plan, we'll take your ass back to therapy because, nigga, why you was lying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you need to be in jail doing innocuous tasks like cleaning the jail that niggas pay for. It's already dirty. What the fuck did you clean the concrete for? Like, this is silly to me. Like, you think about that. We send niggas in there and they clean concrete.
Mopping that shit.
Nigga, the fuck out of it. Concrete. Like, it just don't make sense to me. It's a futile system. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's built to keep niggas in it. And, like, there's some benefit out of it. But, like, it's not for anybody other than the people that privately own jails and invest in them and the systems that run them. But I'm just saying, it's not for the actual rehabilitation of people. But I do think that makes sense, rehabilitating people.
Absolutely.
Or forcing them into
that.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Those who deserve to be there need to be there.
That's all I'm saying. Like, that's my shit
with
that shit.
But what if you do take on a therapy and they can't, they go right back to doing the stuff?
Then you got to bring... Yeah, you broke probation. Like, I don't give a fuck if you out there smoking weed. Like, if you can get a job or you out there doing whatever drug you want to do, you can be a functional drug addict. Look, nigga, it's some crackheads that can fix the fuck out of your car, nigga. So if you can smoke crack and fix cars, nigga,
have at it.
My nigga, smoke the fucking crack, nigga. I don't care. I'm not smoking it. I won't smoke it. I won't touch the shit. Rocks, I won't touch the stuff. But I'm just saying, like, I'm stopping somebody from doing what they want to do. But if they out here fucking up, you put them right back either on the house arrest or you put them in a program where they got to do therapy. Like, why the fuck does that not make sense? Like, Why the fuck you gotta sit up in a place with niggas? Why is we paying for them niggas to have Wi-Fi? Like, I had a full conversation with a kid on the phone that was in jail. That was one of my Boys and Girls Club kids. Like, this nigga in there smoking weed. He had a granddaughter. He home now, but he had a fun time when he was in there. Like, he was cool. It just was no bitches. That's what he said. He was like, hey, I'm good. Like, you don't gotta worry about me. It's just no bitches in here.
I can't be in a place.
No, I feel you, but he was safe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's what jail is supposed to be. That's just silly to me. Like, it's like,
it's just punishment.
It's
it's punishment.
It is.
To an extent.
It is. No, it's 100% punishment, but I think it's not rehabilitation for real. And
if I can FaceTime you while you in there. What?
Yeah, niggas have a whole. Can't leave your room. This is punishment.
I talked to my cousin in jail, like, niggas. Like, I remember seeing my cousin.
If you got money, you can be living like this.
My cousin had like a 12 pack now.
If you got money in jail, they got money in the books, you can live.
They were taking hibachi on the steps.
Man. Because he hooked it up to the joint and it created heat.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, he hooked it up to the joint.
Those niggas in jail are really smart as fuck.
Yeah, they toilet wine.
They just do dumb shit.
Which is why I don't think that you need to keep them niggas locked away. I think you need to force them niggas to figure out how to be motherfucking productive in society. I think we'd be way better off. Like, niggas be greedy. Like, they just want to run society. But it'd be way better if you got a whole bunch of productive ass niggas out here. You feel me?
The white folks ain't gonna do that.
I feel it. Like, but...
Like, too many...
I ain't gonna take a whole soapbox, man. You gonna make me say black. Like, nigga, we gonna get to the black state again. Like, nigga, I'll get to the rant, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, niggas just need niggas to be able to be productive. Like, if the internet shut down, niggas gonna have to figure out how to do shit together the old way. You gonna have to meet up with niggas.
I just told the kids last night, I'm bored. I said, y'all is so ungrateful.
Yeah, figure some shit out.
We can have a 90s week. When y'all can just have 8 channels, no cable, no electronics, talk to somebody on the phone, connect to the wall.
You better figure some shit out with some paper and some markers. You'll do it.
Man, you talking about y'all bored.
You better go read a fucking book.
Right.
You get some paper and make some origami.
Make a game, nigga. Like, do something.
You need to start being creative. Use your mind. The imagination is there. You're just not doing it.
Nigga, ball up 3 pieces of paper into one big ball and then do I don't give a fuck what you got to do.
They lose it because of that electronics.
But, I mean... The technology. That too, they can lose it because of the electronics and stuff, but it can be like the parents and them just like pushing that shit away from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can come to you with their imagination. You're like, oh, dad, look, I'm this and that. You're like, all right, get out of my face, watch out.
You gotta play with them.
Like, damn, I ain't. Shit. Like, you the fuck this imagination up.
My daddy ain't do shit for me. That's what the kids are thinking, man. I'm saying that.
I have a 4-year-old and I still play with her. So
my kids got a lot of energy. I still play
Barbies and everything. Yeah, so that's what they do. They really use their imagination. Imagination is a big deal because that's their future. Our future.
Yeah, whatever they see in their head, because everything came out of somebody's head, bro.
Yep.
Like, none of this shit is like just like they made it seem like it was like supposed to be this way, but this shit just all came out of somebody, a few people's heads. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of different people's heads. Like, just added that shit.
Oh yeah, that technology just like it does slack. It stops.
But it's crazy because I was just at a school and they took all the textbooks out. It's only laptops in there now.
Yeah.
No textbooks, bro.
I'm in school.
It's laptops and tablets, bro.
And we ain't gotta purchase our college books. Everything is on the internet.
Wow. That's cool.
That's deep.
And I'm like, I can't learn. I'm used to learning in person. I can't learn from a computer.
I'm going to sound old and bitter, like, because I'm mad about going to the bookstore now and having to pay. Because I was too tall.
Because it comes with the disc.
Nigga, I was too tall to steal. Like, all of the niggas that were stealing the books in the bookstore. Nigga, the bookshelves is, like, maybe 5'7". Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 6'6". Nigga, it's not... Why that nigga bending over like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I can see over the
back. All you gotta do is reach down and grab and reach up there.
Nah, man. Like, how I'm tucking it. It's
it got so bad at Toledo that day, you had to start
coming up. They can see where he's tucking because he's so damn tall.
They were slipping. They got the books for you.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Like,
bad.
I was working.
Couldn't go in the bookstore no more.
I was working in the convenience store across the hall. Niggas would come steal books and they'd tuck them over there. And then they'll move, because if they got frisked, like, you know what I'm saying, check, like, they wasn't on them. And then they come get that shit and then bounce. Like, you know what I'm saying? The niggas would pay me to hold that shit.
I want to say, you better got some money or just yeah, took it. But hey, there ain't no high shit in here, bro.
Allegedly. What's the statute of limitation on being an accomplice? Being an accomplice. Allegedly. This is a story. So what we got to say to the people when we get out of here?
Eat, drink, and love, people.
Anybody?
I got a
thing. Take care of yourself. Practice your hobbies.
Peace and blessings.
It's easy to be forgotten if you never matter.
Ooh.
That's the second time he done dropped a bomb on us, though.
Listen, talk to your loved ones. I know you love them. Drink water. Always keep it positive. But the motherfuckers force you to go bad, man, fuck some shit up, my nigga.